Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. We're going to be dealing with the outline for chapter 11, which is on the book of Judges. And for the objectives, upon completion of this outline, this chapter, you're going to be able to name the author of the book of Judges, identify to whom the book of Judges was written, state the purpose for the book of Judges, write the key verse of the book of Judges from memory, and you're going to be able to state the life and ministry principle for the book of Judges. So the author of the book of Judges was Samuel. It was written to the children of Israel. And the purpose was this, that is a historical record of the rule of the judges, which occurred after the close of the book of Joshua. The key verse is found in chapter 17, verse 6. And the life and ministry principle. This is a divine pattern of chastisement designed to turn God's people from sin to salvation. And the main characters in Judges, you're going to see the outline, that in the outline below. Now, as I go through this outline, I'm not going to give all the verses. I'm only going to give the chapters, and you'll be able to find the actual verses in your book. So, in the beginning of the outline, we have Roman numeral number 1, which is the introduction to the period of Judges, and that's found in chapter 1 and chapter 2. And we find that we have political conditions from Joshua to the time of the Judges, which is found in chapter 1. And we have the religious conditions from Joshua to the time of Judges is found in chapter 2. In Roman numeral 2, we have the period of the Judges, chapter 2 and chapter 16. And so we have the summary of religious conditions for the entire period, chapter 2 and chapter 3, and the list of judges, and that's found in chapter 3 and chapter 16. So those are Othniel of Judah, chapter 3, Ehud of Benjamin, chapter 3, Shamgar, chapter 3, Deborah of Ephraim, and Barak of Naphtali, chapter 4 and 5, Gideon of Manasseh, and Abimelech, chapter 6 and 9, Tola of Ishkar, chapter 10, Jair of Gilead, chapter 10, Japheth of Gilead, chapter 10 and chapter 12, Ibzan of Zebulun, chapter 12, Elon of Zebulun, chapter 12, and Edon of Ephraim, chapter 12, and Samson of Dan, chapters 13 and 16. So we have a historical appendix, which is Roman numeral number 3, and that's found in chapter 17 and chapter 21. So we have the idolatry of Micah and the Danites, chapter 17 and chapter 18. So first off, we have Micah and his personal priest, chapter 17. The Danites join the idolatry, chapter 18. Then we have the crimes of Benjamin and Gibeah and its punishment, chapter 19 and chapter 21. The stop of Gibeah, chapter 19. The crime, chapter 19. The Levites' response, chapter 19. The outrage of Israel, chapter 19 and 20. And the three battle war, which is chapter 20 and chapter 21. And so that's it for this outline. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me in the next outline.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.